and welcome to the Pokedex Radio Podcast by Flashlight Studios. My name is Gabriel.
I'm Gene.
Welcome to our very first episode.
First episode.
And I'm kind of proud because I've been wanting to do this for a while. So, yeah, welcome to the...
Welcome to the very first podcast. What can I say?
Yeah, if you're listening for the first time...
Congratulations.
And this is the very first time we're recording.
For you.
Yeah. All right, so... our podcast pretty much is just about Pokemon, the Pokemon games.
Whether it be random information or stuff that you can actually use.
Yeah, like game mechanics, such as Pokemon stats. We'll have every episode we'll have a Pokemon of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell about its stats, its movesets, like what it can and cannot learn. What else would we
be
telling?
I guess, could we tell them, possibly their origin?
If you want to say their origin. I mean, there really isn't that many.
Where to find them?
Okay, yeah, where to find
them. In each game, of course.
Diamond, you can find him in certain areas, Pearl in certain areas.
Exactly.
Let's see.
And what exactly appeals them to most people?
Well, there's some Pokemon that really aren't that appealing. Magikarp evolves into Gyarados, so we can tell you that. But Pokemon like Dunsparce, where nobody really uses. I'm sure you don't even remember the name of it.
No.
Nobody remembers Dunsparce, you know?
Sorry.
A big deal. I'm sure half of these listeners, if we have any listeners, we're recording.
Yeah, of course we are. I'm kind of nervous, to be honest. I mean,
why are you nervous? There's nobody here except me.
Well, dude, this is going to be global, man. Well, not global, obviously, but you know.
It could be global.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it right now. Because that's business talk. So,
of course.
We don't want our business told to these peeps.
Yeah.
I like peeps. I've never had peeps before. Have you ever had peeps?
Like the marshmallow?
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
I've never had one before.
What? Dude, are you messing with me? Are you serious?
I've never had peeps.
Oh my
God. All I know is those little marshmallow peep things that you get at Easter time, which...
Yeah, those are peeps.
Easter's next week?
Is it?
I think so.
I think we should tell them today's date.
Today's date. Friday, March 6th, 2009.
Oh, right.
Okay, so no peeps. All right, then. Pokemon. Not peeps. Pokemon. all right, so...
I guess we should, start revealing, information that, you and I both know, as individuals, first.
Okay. When did you start playing Pokemon?
Oh, man. Way back when I was a youngster, man.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think, really, obviously, Pokemon really hit up for me, obviously, on the very first Pokemon game that I ever saw.
Which was?
Pokemon Red.
Red? Mine was blue.
Charizard!
Yeah, mine was the blue version. That was that was my favorite color back in the day. So I had the blue version of Pokemon with the blue Game Boy Pocket, which I still have, and it still works to this day after what is it, 11 years now? I bought that back in 98, the beginning of 98, I believe.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. How many, how many AAAs? Four?
Two.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the other Game Boy, the old brick Game Boy that had four AAA batteries.
Four double A batteries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It lasted for 3 hours.
Yeah, it lasts for 3 hours, and all of a sudden the screen goes blank.
That's what adapters were for.
But that one didn't have an adapter, did it?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I know the there were little rechargeable batteries. I used to use rechargeable batteries, so I didn't have to go out and buy new batteries every time.
I think, what was another thing that really drew me to Pokemon? I mean, I learned about what Pokemon was before, obviously the games came out, and it had to be the Pokemon show.
The show, yeah, I love the show. I didn't start actually watching the show until I believe it was the very until the fourth episode, excuse me, and it was the episode after Ash beats Brock in his gym, and I believe it was the Clefairy episode when he first goes into Mount Moon.
Right, right.
That was the very first one I had seen.
Yeah,
because I remember seeing in the intro he had been in front of the Pewter City gym, Brock's gym. He was in front of the gym and he was looking into it, and all of a sudden I see Clefairy out of nowhere,
Yeah.
So that was my first introduction to Pokemon after seeing that.
Mine probably had to be I got a rarity. It was a rerun of the very first episode that I caught, and that was just ingenious. I mean, they gave it to you slow, They gave you the basic formula, what a Pokemon was, how old you had to be in order to become a trainer.
10 years, yep.
That's right.
I was 8.
What his very first Pokemon was.
Pikachu.
Ash, of course.
Ash.
Being the main character back then.
Or Red in the video games, because he's not
Red,
Ash.
Yeah.
I mean, he is Ash in the yellow version, because it's... Yellow version is taken from the show.
Yeah,
and directly. Put within the storyline of the Red and Blue. And in Japan, there was also the green version of the game. So that's so his name is either Red or Ash, depending on what you wanted. I always named my guy Ash, I remember. You?
I always named him myself, but it was my rival who I'd always name as Gary.
Gary, yeah, Gary. Show.
I always named him that.
Yeah, but like I said...
He looked like a Gary.
Yeah, he did look like Gary. And the kid did look like Ash, you know. Mm-hmm. But I would always name his official, quote-unquote, you know, name would be Blue. Because, you know, Red, R-E-D is three letters, like mm-hmm. Ash, and Gary is four letters, like Blue.
Oh, I didn't even catch... Wow.
Yeah, I caught that...
Knowledgeable.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, you started off with the cartoon, so did I. I remember kids at school would be playing the games, collecting the cards.
Oh, yeah.
When
the cards came out, oh my gosh, it was like...
Oh my, I wasted so much money.
Crazy.
But it ended so quick, the big, you know, hype over the cards, because after about a year or two, at least for me, with the people that I knew, the card hype only lasted for me about a year and a half, 2 years, and then people thought you were stupid for playing Pokemon, you know, after a while. Like, it was a fad.
Stupid exactly, yeah. more of a child.
You were, yeah, kind of thing. I guess I'd say, because I mean,
who were...
right then, because I had started in third grade playing Pokemon.
Oh, for me, it was like about, I think it was about fourth grade.
Fourth grade, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Elementary school.
Yeah. Those were the days. Good times.
Good times. Like, for me, I mean, the thing that really shut down the whole Pokemon thing for my school anyways.
Yeah.
Wasn't the fact that kids didn't like them, because kids absolutely adored them. They loved the cards. They loved the concept. Everything was fully together. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, children started to become distracted by these things, and the teachers wouldn't put up with them.
And
whenever
the teachers would take it away from the kids.
Oh, it got way worse. It got to the point where they would actually ban them from the school. They banned any type of Pokemon gear, whether it be hat, shoes, shirts, pants, cards, game stickers, anything.
Yeah.
Gone.
Oh, wow.
Pokemon was a huge phenomenon.
It was crazy. I mean, I still love it to this day. I've been playing for, how old am I now? Almost 11 years now? 12 years? I mean, it's crazy. At least for us, also, the teachers would take away any cards they would see. Mm. I remember the principal of the elementary school I was at would, I remember seeing her walking into our class with the yellow version, the Pikachu version, and she walked into class, and everybody was like, oh no, she has a yellow version. Whose is it? You know, because it had just come out that year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was like, wow. But I remember buying yellow version. I bought a yellow version and my Game Boy Color at the same time. Same with my blue version with the Game Boy Pocket. It was my very first game that I've ever played, so I'm pretty happy I've stayed with it, you know.
Ever since then,
so
that's why your dedication's there. That's good.
Yeah, I bought almost every game. I'm actually missing a few, which regrettably I didn't like the. I don't know if you remember for the Nintendo 64, the Pokemon Puzzle Challenge, I believe it was called, or Pokemon Puzzle League.
I did not catch that. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
The only thing I knew about was like Pokemon Stadium and Pokemon Snap.
Snap, yeah, Snap was fun. I had Snap.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. I have both a Stadium 1, Stadium 2, Snap. I'm missing the Pokemon Puzzle Challenge, I believe it was. Because there was a challenge and a league. There was one for the Game Boy Color, which was mm-hmm. called one, and one for the Nintendo 64, which was called the other. But I'm missing that. I'm missing some of the DS Pokemon games, like Trozzi and Pokemon Dash, which had come out right when first the DS had come out. And I didn't buy a DS until like 2 years after it had first been released.
Yeah, man.
But
I don't know. I mean, Pokemon has really become from, you know, from just something, you know, where it's just like, oh, it's a bunch of little kids thing, to more of a pop culture icon.
Oh, of course it's a pop culture icon. I mean...
Like, you ask anybody about it, like...
Ask anybody, the most popular thing, the late 90s, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I mean, the most popular, I mean, it really wasn't, it's obviously targeted toward kids these days,
right?
But at the same time,
older people picked it up too.
I went to an event, two years ago, I believe,
mm-hmm.
when they were giving away the Mew for the Game Boy Advance games.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember seeing a couple kids, that we used to know from school there, and there was a bunch of older people there too. Like, one of the guys was telling me that, I was talking to him in line, and he was an older guy, maybe in his late 40s, I believe, which kind of blew my mind, you know.
Yeah.
And and he was like, "Oh, I'm not, you know, obsessed with the game, but I play when I'm on the airplane or something like that, you know, when just to kill time." And I'm surprised he was at the event to get the Mew that
obviously they were giving away. Obviously, he says, I'm not obsessed, and he's there at the main event where they're going to release it.
He has to like the game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit above average.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, you know what, I'll just show up to this. No, no.
Yeah.
You got to love the game in order to play it.
Of course. I mean, I had gotten 26 Mews. I got one the first day, and then because it was only for one day, right? So I got one the first day, then I went back, and I brought two games, and the guy allowed me to go ahead and...
did they recognize you?
Trade. Yeah, of course. The guy knew me there. He was like, oh, hey, what's up, you know, and I walked in, you know. Like, even during the release of the Wii, I remember seeing him walk out, and because he had worked there, so he was able to get in there earlier, and we were standing in line waiting for the Wii to come out, and he walked out of the back door of the Toys R Us that was there, that we were at, and everybody was yelling at him, like, oh, you're so cheap, this and that, you know, since you worked there, you were able to get it first.
But, speaking about new releases...
Oh, yeah, okay, I completely forgot about that. The, for the DS version of the Pokemon games, for Pokemon Diamond and Pokemon Pearl, and Platinum, which is, it has to do with Platinum when it gets released on March 23rd of 2009.
And what exactly gets released on March 23rd, 2009?
If you were listening to me, you would have heard.
Oh.
it was Pokemon Platinum gets released March 23rd, but starting March 8th, 2009 to March 21st, 2009, is the Regigigas event. And you go to Toys R Us, and you're able to get a Regigigas to your game, either Diamond or Pearl, or both, you know.
Depends if you're cool enough.
I'm cool enough. I have both versions of the game. Okay. I know. So you go ahead, you get it, and it has certain moves. I believe Icy Wind, Rock Slide, Iron Head, and Crush Grip, I believe, are the moves. It comes at level 100. And once you get
Gosh.
It, yeah, I know. I
100,
mean,
man.
It's not that, you know.
It's not that big of a deal?
Not anymore.
What?
I know, it's crazy. It's, I mean, you haven't played for a while, yeah, but it's really not that big of a deal. Level 100
man,
anymore.
Man, that's
now, it's now how you train it. Because of all this, like, EV training and stuff like that, which we'll go over in a future episode.
No doubt.
But it comes at level 100, and once you get your Pokemon Platinum game, when you trade it over to your Platinum, it unlocks an in-game event, which I think this was really cool, that you're able to catch the three Regis that you weren't able to previously catch in any DS game. You know, you were able to catch them in the Game Boy Advance versions, which are Ruby and Sapphire and Emerald.
Right.
You're able to catch them there, and now you're able to catch them in your DS games.
Right.
It unlocks the event in Platinum. They come at level 30, and they're spread out
30,
which is pretty.
Wow.
It's pretty good, you know. At level 30, then you're able to train it instead of coming at. I think they came at level 50. I'm sure I'm mistaken, but I think they came at level 50 in the advanced generation games.
Right.
But you're able to catch them, and once you catch the three of the Regis in your Platinum game, then you can go ahead and catch a level 1 Regigigas in your Platinum game. So you can train it from the very beginning to level 100.
Wow, that's crazy. So it's all about training now.
Yeah, it's about training. It's about...
I feel like such a noob.
I mean, I'll, like, there's always been, it's always, like, tight matchups, you know, water is good against fire, electric is good against water, and then there's...
Well,
it's,
I mean,
it's different from back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Pokemon, I guess? What is everybody, obviously, in order to start, I mean, it's not like you're just going to watch a show like, oh, All My Children or something, and you don't fall in love with it or some crud like that because you don't have a favorite character.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
So, I guess the real question is, what was your favorite Pokemon that you started with?
That I started with? I mean, the generic Pikachu. Everybody loved
Pikachu
back
then. Yeah,
I mean, it was Ash's Pokemon, Ash's companion. He always travels around with it. He still does, which really annoys me. Because, I mean, it's not that great. Why Team Rocket keeps trying to steal it to this day? it bothers me.
What makes Team Rocket so funny for me is the fact that, you know, these guys have been fighting... Ash has been fighting, you know, Team Rocket for the past how many years?
Actually, in the show, it's only been, I believe, 3 years in the show, even though it's been ten years
for us. And they still haven't figured out their names?
They do.
They're like, it's them! Again!
Team Rocket! But, I mean, they do know their names in the show. I mean, you'll see them, you see, like, they'll call each other Jesse James and the Meowth, and then they'll call them the Twerps.
Yeah, the Twerps.
But they do know their real names, but,
I guess their introduction was so cool. They would do it at every single part.
They still do.
What is it? What was it?
I mean, their new introduction is different. It's just a little worded different, but it's still the same rhythm, you know. Wubba Fett, yeah.
He's so cool.
I mean, I'll go ahead and I'll show you after the show. We're going to record, we're going to sit here and watch it on my TV.
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 As in television.
Television.
Ooh.
Television. The T and the V stands for television. You know that, right?
No.
Yo. What were we going at?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man.
The show. The show.
The show, right. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You were asking my favorite Pokemon.
Yeah.
Wow.
We really got off track.
Yeah. So, yeah. Pikachu was the first. That was everybody's first.
Of course.
But yeah. I remember when I used to play the trading card game, I used to go down to Toys R Us because they used to have like little challenges there always at Toys R Us.
Right.
And they gave us a little booklet. We had to write our name, and we had to write our favorite Pokemon in the booklet. And I remember writing because I couldn't think of it. The first thing I wrote was the first Pokemon that came to my mind was Charizard. And to this day, I still think my favorite Pokemon might be Charizard. There are a lot of cool Pokemon, don't get me wrong, but I think my by far my favorite is probably Charizard, you know. What about you?
For me, Gabriel, I'm going to have to go with, you know what, I've always been a fan of Squirtle, but
Squirtle.
It's always been War Turtle that I've held, you know, closest to me.
War Turtle did look cool, I remember.
He not only looked cool, but... I know. He always fought really well with me anyways.
Yeah. I remember once I was I walked into a Denny's. You've ever been to Denny's, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You never know.
Denny's promotional video. Maybe tragic, but here it is.
Yeah. No, you remember walking into Denny's and they would sometimes have like any restaurant back then would usually have the hand grabber thing, game.
Yeah, the grab toy. You know that thing's rigged.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Go ahead.
But I remember walking in, and inside there was a little square box, a little plastic box with a couple cards in it. And the card on the top was a Squirtle. I remember. It just reminded me of that when you said Squirtle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, War Turtle. I really do like War Turtle. He's really cool. But,
like
I mean,
style.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously, stats-wise and Blastoise.
Yeah, yeah, Blastoise always got him, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, just cool-looking-wise, yeah. You like War Turtle.
Yeah. I've always been, you know, the water type.
Yeah.
But, my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, fire is my favorite kind of, I guess you could say element, but, because I like playing with fire. I guess you can, I play with fire too much. But, alright then. I guess we can, bring it down a little bit. If you'd like our show, go ahead and email us. Our email address is flashlightstudios@gmail.com.
Once again, that is flashlightstudios@gmail.com.
You want to spell that out?
Yeah, sure, why not? FLASHLIGHT Studios.
Studio. That took forever. Wow, I thought you already spelled studios.
STUDIOUS.
US? Yeah. STUDIOUS.
You start over.
No. Flashlight Studios. I'm sure you know how to spell it. I mean, whatever.
At Gmail.
At Gmail.
Or not, it's spelled G.
M-A-I-L. Gmail. So, flashlightstudios@gmail.com. You can email us there. Our website is, again, flashlightstudios.webs.com. You know, webs, WEBS.com.
And check us out.
Check us out. The website isn't that big, isn't anything to look at. It's kind of crappy. I'm sorry.
It's not exactly built up to par yet, but...
Not yet, but we'll eventually get to it. You know, we just started the podcast, we just started the website, so...
And feel free to, you know, drop us off some comments, or however you feel about the show. If you think, oh, the show's really, you know, not up to par, maybe you can help us fix it.
Alright, yeah. Quick thing before we end the episode.
Yeah?
I would like to do a Pokemon of the episode.
No doubt. What Pokemon would you like to do?
I would like to do... Let's see. Let's just choose a random Pokemon.
Very same, yeah.
what's a
good number? What's a good round number?
I don't know. I was thinking Miltank for some reason.
Miltank?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so Miltank, Pokemon number 241. She's a normal type, and you'll always find them as female because it is a cow. And cows are usually female.
Nine times out of ten, it's a female.
No, the male version is a Tauros, but that's for another episode.
Yeah, forget the Tauros for now.
Yeah, all right.
All about Miltank.
Miltank, normal type. It has two different abilities. it has either thick fat or scrappy. And thick fat, what it does is fire and ice type moves deal 50% damage, which is nice.
I mean,
Miltank, you wouldn't really use Miltank, at least in the overused category, which we'll talk about in a completely different episode.
No doubt.
There's when you battle Wi-Fi, there's like different categories, different tiers of Pokemon.
Right.
And Miltank is, I'm sure, in the never used category, you know?
Oh yeah.
So that was thick fat. Now Scrappy is a ghost type foe can be hit by normal type attacks, which is also pretty cool.
It's also definitely going to help, you know, if you're ever in battle with, in the game or
yeah, with the ghost type Pokemon, because normally normal type attacks
never hit. They just fall straight through.
Yeah, because they don't hit ghost types.
I remember being so frustrated trying to kill a ghost. Oh my god, especially with Agatha.
Agatha, yeah.
Oh,
I remember her.
Pain.
Yeah, that's why you use a different type, or use
Well, I just had to kept on using the, like, special moves like Thunderbolt and
any other special move. Which, it's actually slipping my mind right now which type is effective against Ghost. I'm sorry. but it's completely not in my head right now. Okay, so about Miltank, its stats. Stats are, they're okay. Its HP is 95, attack 80, defense 105.
Off the walls.
Not off the walls, but not bad. It's not bad at all. It's actually decent defense, a base stat of 105. Special attack 40. It's a normal type Pokemon. What special attacks really are you going to be using? Yeah, I mean, unless you put a Hyper Beam on it.
That'd be sweet.
But it would still suck. Special defense 70. Speed 100. Not bad. Speed at being 100. It's the same speed as base speed as a Mew,
like a Mew? Yeah.
Or a Celebi, or a Manaphy. One of the smaller legendary. Pokemon. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, again, number 241, Blissey, is our Pokemon of the episode.
241 what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at a picture of Blissey. Wow.
We mean Miltank.
Miltank. Excuse me.
Miltank, people.
Miltank.
Yeah.
It's the cow Pokemon. What is
pretty sweet looking, actually.
What kind of Pokemon? Yeah, milk cow Pokemon.
I think it's cool because it shows up its udders.
It's a cow. Of course it's got udders. The egg type that is field, there you go. You'll be able to breed with it. Any male Pokemon, of course, because Miltank only comes in female because it is a cow. That was our in-house Miltank.
It's right over there.
Right over there. Actually, that's a Snorlax, maybe. But, okay, so I guess that should be it for the episode.
Yeah.
So you have our email address, flashlightstudios@gmail.com.
And please leave a comment of some sort.
Please.
We'd really love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from the listeners. I mean, even though this is our very first episode, we love to hear from you. We love to hear what you think of us. Any suggestions for a future episode, what you'd like to hear from us, if you would like to hear maybe of, you know, the Pokemon show, even though we don't really watch it that much, we'll start watching it for you guys. The Pokemon card game, which I haven't collected cards in years now.
But yeah, we'll pick up on that as well.
We'll try to pick up on that, you know, even though I'm kind of running low on funds, so I won't be able to buy too many cards. I'll probably be able to know when what new packs come out or any new movies might come out, which the movies, I still love the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Other than watching the show, which I don't watch too much, I'll watch the movies.
And just remember, this whole podcast isn't for us.
It's for you guys.
Exactly.
I mean, it's for
the listeners.
It's for the trainers out there, you know. For any Pokemon trainers.
For you!
So go ahead. I mean, anybody out there.
You care to give them a website again?
FlashlightStudios@webs.com. Again, third time, our email, FlashlightStudios@gmail.com.
And from all of us from Flashlight Studios.
And the Pokedex Radio.
Just remember,
live, love, and catch them all.